And 3, 2, 1, hello, Borgen Project volunteers. If you are hoping the onslaught of disappointing news in the development area might be letting up, well, here's more bad news. July was a whirlwind month for U.S. foreign aid, and not the good kind. The month opened with the dismissal of 1,300 civil servants from the U.S. State Department, part of what the Trump administration is calling a reduction in force. That's 15% of the department's workforce gone. Supporters are calling it a long overdue trimming of government bloat. Critics, on the other hand, liken it to firing your pit crew right before the Indy 500. Next came a budget battle over something called rescissions, basically a move to take back money Congress has already approved. The Trump administration proposed a $9 billion rollback, mostly targeting foreign assistance. In his first term, these proposals were dead on arrival, but this time, many of the lawmakers who once opposed such cuts have either retired or fallen in line with the America First playbook. In a late night Senate session, lawmakers approved the rescission package. The final tally, over $8 billion in foreign aid gone. That includes funds for peacekeeping, global health, democracy promotion, and long-term development efforts. The House followed swiftly, passing the bill 216-213. There was one small bright spot. A bipartisan group managed to preserve $400 million in funding for PEPFAR. That's the U.S. Global AIDS Relief Program that had saved an estimated 26 million lives since 2003. It was a rare victory for public health. Next came Trump's newly signed 900-page Big Beautiful Bill. Big changes. A new 1% tax on remittances. That's the money migrants send home to support their families. This isn't small stuff. Remittances often exceeds foreign aid, funding food, healthcare, education in some of the world's poorest communities. Under this new tax, Mexico alone could lose $1.5 billion per year, and that's nearly 30 times more than it receives in U.S. assistance. The tools the United States has long relied on to project soft power, foreign aid, development, diplomacy, are being dismantled, rebranded, and redirected. We're seeing a shift from long-term partnerships to short-term transactions, from global cooperation to nationalist retrenchment. Some argue that USAID's downfall and all these cuts to foreign assistance couldn't have been avoided, not with President Trump and his ally Elon Musk openly committed to these drastic cuts. But some suggest there were missed opportunities. USAID, they say, was often too quiet about its wins and too slow to counter the smear campaigns that were launched against it. Advocates focused on lobbying lawmakers, but didn't do enough to reach the hearts and minds of the U.S. voters. Part of the problem was a 1948 law that prevents U.S. agencies from distributing content meant for foreign audiences domestically. That made it hard for USAID to tell America about its success stories. Now there's another side. Leaders across the developing world are confronting a tough question. Has decades of aid delivered on its promises, or has it just fostered dependency? Should they be doing more? These are fair questions. It's a new landscape. Old rules are not applying. If we want to continue the fight against global poverty, we'll need new strategies, better storytelling, and broader public support. I look forward to speaking with you next month.